Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. For Sydney Morton and Jordan Dean portraying Meghan Markle and Prince Harry in Lifetime's Harry and Meghan Escaping the Palace was pretty easy, according to a report from People. Harry actor Jordan Dean said, "We had a great rapport going into it, which I think really served us well in dealing with heavy materials that deals with pretty serious subjects." Meghan actress Morton added that filming during COVID lockdown in Vancouver meant she and Dean really only knew the people we were working with. Thankfully, like Jordan said, we already knew each other and had a comfort there, so we spent most of our time with one another and other cast members. Morton said of the film, "I think we have some really lovely moments that show the levity and the sense of humour that the two of them have. I think it's the more romantic at-home scenes when they're not in front of the camera, they're not having to be the royals. I think those moments are going to be sweet and memorable to people. It is a drama, but there is that through line of romance." Dean agrees, "I found some of those moments that go behind the scenes equally as interesting as an actor, and hopefully they will be for people watching to get a glimpse of this interpretation. I think it will be a new way of viewing them as a couple." Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's mental health was suppressed or ignored by certain quarters of the institution, according to Finding Freedom author Omid Scobie. Scobie told ABC's Good Morning America, "There was this feeling that the couple had walked away from the monarchy because they just wanted more. They wanted to earn money in a different way. But actually, what we heard was a story that helped us understand why they were so unhappy within that space as well. Not only dealing with racism, but having their mental health suppressed or ignored by certain quarters of the institution. Those are things that are untenable for anyone, but we didn't just know at the time it was happening. And that's what was going on behind palace walls." Meghan had told Oprah, "I was really ashamed to say it at the time and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially because I know how much loss he's suffered. But I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it, and I just didn't want to be alive anymore. And that was a very clear and real and frightening constant thought. And I remember how he just cradled me, and I went to the institution, and I said that I needed to go somewhere to get help. I said that I've never felt this way before, and I need to go somewhere, and I was told that I couldn't, that it wouldn't be good for the institution." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Writing in the New Zealand Herald, Daniela Elsa suggests that Harry and Meghan should name the royal racist. Elsa writes, "Nearly 6 months on since the two-hour primetime TV special, the entire royal family remains tarred with the same racist brush in many people's minds. If the monarchy is going to be tried in the court of public opinion, and that may very well end being found deeply wanting, then we need all the facts, not broad brushstrokes. In fact, by not identifying which HRH made the nauseating comments, what Harry and Meghan have done is not save the person in question from global infamy, but condemned the entire family. That's not trying to help someone save face, that's just being a bit gutless. Harry and Meghan, in raising these racism allegations, have started a very necessary and important conversation, but the truly brave thing here, the truly gutsy position, would have been to recount all the facts and to reveal what exactly the conversation in question was and, crucially, who was involved. If they had done that, square-shouldered and proud, facing off against the palace, it would have demonstrated the courage of their convictions. With the race genie well and truly out of the bottle, there is no shoving it back in, nor should there be. The sooner the monarchy truly metabolizes this fact, the better for the institution. The last year has seen a global reckoning on race, and now the onus is on the royal house to step and be part of this dialogue, not to cower behind anodyne statements and story-faced refusals to engage. That simply is not good enough. But Harry and Meghan have a responsibility here too. They are the ones who opened up this particular Pandora's box. When the Sussexes announced they wanted out as full-time working members of the royal family in January last year, the Queen quickly put the kibosh on their proposed half-in, half-out model. So too now do they need to decide to either push on and level specific charges against whoever was involved in these conversations or to draw a line under this chapter. And for Her Majesty, if the royal house wants to survive the 21st century, then they must, both publicly and privately, start having a lot more conversations about the intersection of the monarchy's past, present, and race. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.